You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
The word is dead box forensics. Spelled dead box for a disconnected read-only device and forensics for investigation. Definition: a forensic technique where practitioners capture an entire image of a system and analyze the contents offline. Example sentence: forensic investigators conduct search and seizure operations that involve pulling the power on a suspect's machine and performing dead box forensics to inspect the contents of the disk and identify artifacts of interest. Origin and context. According to Mark Pollitt in his paper, A History of Digital Forensics, published in 2010, computer forensics probably emerged in the late 1970s as the American Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, started to dip their toes in finding evidence on computers. But by the mid-1980s, the personal computer market and the fledgling internet began to grow exponentially. Law enforcement personnel from around the world started to realize that these new home computers would be a treasure trove of digital evidence in the future. One of the forensic principles that emerged early was the thought of preserving digital evidence so that it could be used in a court of law. In the paper Live versus Dead Computer Forensic Image Acquisition, Mahesh Kohli and Purnima Akkarao said that, quote, in order to create a forensic image of an entire disk, best practice dictates that the imaging process should not alter any data on the disk and that all data, metadata, and unallocated space should be included, end quote. Forensic investigators accomplish this by powering down the system and removing hard drives in order to connect it to a forensic workstation that has a write blocker capability. Write blockers prevent any data from being written to the disk. Removing a disk from a running system prevents any further changes due to normal system operations or process and user interactions. Using a write blocker during evidence acquisition preserves the integrity of the data and metadata on the system. The community refers to this process as dead imaging. Nerd reference. On the Investigation Discovery YouTube channel in 2009, Chuck Pruitt, a digital forensic specialist, discussed the early history of his job.
Digital evidence recovery is the new DNA. People think they deleted it, it's gone, and it's not. No one ever thought to analyze computers until the last decade or so. We physically remove the hard drive. Our software will allow us to pull up that deleted information. And then we actually sit down and have to go through it file by file. There's just all kinds of information. People just don't think about what they're doing when they're using a computer. You learn a lot about a person, who they email, financial information, their love life. You name it, it's there. I don't know if you need to get into the mindset, but I think you develop an idea of what they're like by seeing what's on their computer, and boom, you got them just like that. I just work the case and find the necessary information, and it all comes together in the big picture to put the people away. We know what we're doing is the right thing, and we know that in the end, the victim's glad we did it.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original score have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustai.